Nor, at the time, had it failed to enter his monomaniac mind that all the anguish of that then-present suffering was but the direct issue of a former woe, and he too plainly seemed to see that as the most poisonous reptile of the marsh perpetuates his kind as inevitably as the sweetest songster of the grove, so equally, with every felicity, all miserable events do naturally beget their like. Yea, more than equally, thought Ahab, since both the ancestry and posterity of grief go further than the ancestry and posterity of joy. For, not to hint of this, that it is an inference from certain canonic teachings that while some natural enjoyments here shall have no children born to them for the other world, but, on the contrary, shall be followed by the joy childlessness of all hell's despair, whereas some guilty mortal miseries shall still fertilely beget to themselves an eternally progressive progeny of griefs beyond the grave, not at all to hint of this, there still seems an inequality in the deeper analysis of the thing. For, thought Ahab, while even the highest earthly felicities have a certain unsignifying pettiness lurking in them, but at bottom all heart woes, a mystic significance, and in some men an archangelic grandeur, so do their diligent tracings out not belie the obvious deduction.